All right. Good afternoon. We're going to roll into our post race for the STP 500. And we're now joined by our second place finisher, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Carmel Toyota. And Kyle, a second place finish for your team. Obviously, we know that you always prefer to be celebrating in victory lane. But please just talk a little bit through your day this afternoon at Martinsville.
Yeah, we just tried to maintain and keep ourselves in the right position in the right spots all day long on them long runs and save our stuff as much as we could to see if we couldn't mount a charge late in the going. But, you know, for us saving our stuff, you know, the 14 was able to save his stuff, and he was a little bit better than we were. He was able to kind of edge out there through the early laps of firing off each and every time, first 10, 15, and kind of get that gap, and then he'd kind of just hold that. And he was probably saving just as much as I was trying to save to make sure he had something to go at the end. And he was fast enough there at the end to, you know, and had enough gap that he was able to hold us off. So, you know, just close. We're right there. Just not being able to knock it through.
All right. We'll go ahead and take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. We're going to start with Mike.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. You've had a great start of the season, obviously, without getting a win. Is it very frustrating to be that close and not get it, or are you pleased to be that good this far into the season?
You can come up here, Ryan. You'll be next. Don't worry. I mean, we take solace, sure, but you know, ultimately we're here to win each and every week. I know everybody is, but we've been that close each and every week, so we're right there. We're knocking on the door. We're trying. You know, I wouldn't say it's one particular thing that we can pinpoint. We've just been beat by somebody kind of hitting it a little bit more than we have. And we've been the closest thing to everybody each and every week. And we're getting beat by different guys. You know, the SHR team is certainly probably one of the better teams right now. But we're right there knocking at their heels.
All right. Go ahead.
Brendan Marks, Charlotte Observer. Kyle, you mentioned that you were trying to save some stuff and possibly go for a charge there late at the end. Was there any point in the last 100 laps or so where you felt like you really could have gotten close to him and tried to get there?
I mean, there was once or twice I probably got held up with some lap traffic, and you know, over the entire run, I probably lost 10, 15 car lengths just by lap cars getting side by side. You know, but I'm sure he could say the same thing. So I only lost by 5 car lengths, but you know, still there was some times where certainly you get a little bit messed up and you mistime some lap cars and they kind of get in your way or get side by side because they start racing or whatever. And you know, there was a couple times of that, but other than that, you know, just didn't quite have it.
All right, and as Kyle mentioned, we've also been joined by Ryan Blaney, driver of number 12 Menards Lemon Ford, and we'll continue with questions for Kyle and Ryan. Any questions upstairs?
We're good.
All right. Any questions downstairs for Kyle? All right, Kyle. Thank you. Enjoy your off week. Thanks. Any additional questions for Ryan?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Ryan, enjoy your off week. Thank you.